We continue while learning Leilei Nishmas, Davi ben Menachem, Shem Chav Yaakov, Bepirchos Eliyahu, we're in Me'ila, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. These Mishnayos in this Perek will discuss when it comes to all Kodshim, the time of Me'ila, when does Me'ila kick in, and when is and what parts of the Karban do we say that Me'ila will apply to. We begin with the Chatas Ha'of. Chatas Ha'of, the bird Chatas, which can come from Torim or Bnei Yonah, Malin Ba Misha Hukdasha. Me'ila begins once you makdish it, once you designate it kadosh, you consecrate it with bepeh, by saying so, by articulating this animal, this bird, is going to be a karbon, and even if you get hana from it when it's alive, you're still going to violate me'ila. Once nimlaka, though, once the malika was done on the bird, now hukshra, now it's prepared, lihipasil bitvulyom, several isurim will now apply to it. That means that if a tvulyom, someone who became Tamei and went to the mikvah, but now has to wait till Harev Shemesh, till the sun sets, until he can become Tahor. So he's quasi-Tahor, but still has a certain status of Tumah. So if a Tful Yom touched this bird, this bird will become Niselis, will become disqualified. And Uva Mechusu Kippurim, a Zav or a Mitzora, we know has to bring Karbanos to finish their atonement the day after they go to Mikvah. If they haven't brought the Karbanos, the Mechusu Kippurim, they're lacking in atonement. If a Mechusu Kippurim touched a Chatas Ha'of, after the Malika, it becomes a Niselis, becomes Pasul. Uvelina, if, let's say, these Hazas Dam, the blood that has to be sprinkled on from this bird now was sprinkled only after Shkia, so Lina, literally overnight, sleeping over, meaning you did the sprinkling too late, then it's going to be pasul. Huza dama, and once you do the haza on the wall of the mizbeach, which is the way it's done for a bird, chayavin alel mishum pigul, no servit tameh. If the chatas becomes this, chatasov becomes pigul, let's say Kohen, as he was doing the malika, had in mind teat from the basar of this chatasov after its man. So anyone who eats from it now is going to be, even tochmano, is going to be chayiv kares, because once the haza, the blood is sprinkled, that's when pigul begins, and no servit as well. Anyone eats food beyond its time, chai for no sir, tame. One who ate it when his bahi was tame himself, his chai for eating kachim bituma. Why? Because the hazah of the dam of the oaf is the same, which is placed on the wall of the mizbeach. However, we placed the blood on the mizbeach, that is equivalent to the zrikas hadam, to the special sprinkling that is done when it comes to a behema. The same when it comes to a behema. We learn that once the dam had zrika, the chiyuv of pigul, noser, and tummy begin. So too, when it comes to the chatas of, when the blood is placed on the wall of the mizbeach, the chiyuv of pigul, noser, tummy begin. And then the Mishnah concludes ve'ein ba me'ila, meaning at this point, once the blood has been placed on the mizbeach, so now with the whole animal, the whole bird becomes mutter to kohanim, and me'ila will not apply. Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, olas ha'of. Now we're dealing with you where you have Torim or Bnei Yonah that are not brought as a chatas, but brought as an ola, and therefore there's nothing eaten by the kohanim. Mo'alin ba mi shehukdasha, that the same halach as we had when it comes to the chatas ha'of. The me'ila already begins once your makdash, you designate it as a karbon. Nimlaka, once you do the Kohen does the malika, hukshara, it's now prepared and ready, lihi pasel, to become disqualified, bitvul yom, uva mechusar kippurim, uva lina, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah regarding the chatas ha'of. Mitzah dama, once you squeeze the blood on the mizbeach, chatas has hazah, but the on the wall of the mizbeach, sprinkling, but the olas ha'of only has mitzui, where you take the bird and you press it up against the mizbeach. Once you do that, that's the equivalent of the zrika of an animal or the hazah when it comes to a bird. Chayav and all that. At that point, mishum pigul nofsu v'tame. As we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the mitzri hadam, the squeezing of the blood out of the bird's out of its neck, that on the wall of the mizbeach, that's the equivalent of the zrika sadam. Umo alin ba, and mi'ilu will apply to this olas ha'of until when? ad sheteitze lebeis hadeshen, till it's taken out to the Beis Hadeshin, which is a special place where karbanos were burnt, since the entire bird, not like the chatas, this ola is completely placed on the Mizbeach, and there's no time where the Kohanim are allowed to eat it, so Mi'ilah will continue. We don't say Mi'ilah doesn't apply to the Basra after the Zrika. The potential for Mi'ilah will continue until it's taken out to the Beis Hadeshin, which is means where you burn the entire thing, as the pasuk says, veheirim es hadesh and asher tochala esh, and that's what are we doing with those ashes? You're going to take from the ashes trumas hadeshin, which means once you lift up the ashes, once that is done, so then after it's burnt and you take from the ashes, the mitzvah has been done, and there's no mi'ilah that will apply after that point. And there's some debate as to what exactly it means that the moelin ba until teitzei leveis hadeshin. When we assume that since the ola is not eaten, so we have to complete all of the mitzvos of the ola and once the mitzvos are completed, then mi'il will not apply. When are those mitzvos completed? So there are two mitzvos that we do with the ashes of the ola. Number one is what we call trumas hadeshin. Every day, as the pasuk says, ve'hirimis hadeshin, we have to take a little bit of the ashes from the previous day's karbanos, and we place them on the floor of the azara next to the kevesh, next to the ramp of the mizbeach, and just a little bit of that. The rest of the ashes, you put them in a pile in the middle of the mizbeach, but some is placed on the floor. What's another mitzvah? Is that was trumas hadeshin, haramas hadeshin. Then there's also hatzas hadeshin, removing the ashes. The pile of ashes that are on the mizbeach in the middle, you take off and put them outside Yerushalayim in a place called the Beis Hadeshin, and it stays there. So the ash of the karban ola, so the halacha of mi'ilu will apply till you finish hatzas hadeshin, seemingly. Once that mitzvah is done, so the ashes are no longer subject to mi'ilah. However, the Gemara has a machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. At what point are the mitzvahs really done? Rav, believe it or not, says that the halacha, the whole service of the ola is done at trumas hadeshin, when you tape some of the ashes and place them next to the mizbeach. Now, this doesn't sound like the Mishnah says atche teitze leveis hadeshin. So this seems to support the other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan, who says no, you have to not. Trumas hadeshin is enough. Taking some of the ashes. Rather, you have to take the ashes out. That's the second part of this service, and that's when it's completed and Me'ila will no longer apply. Rav, however, will say, no, that's not what the Mishnah means. Molin ba'at she'teitze leveis hadeshin means that Me'ila will apply only when you don't have to actually bring them out. They have to be fit to go out. As long as they're at a point where the ashes are fit to go out of the Azara itself, you don't have to bring them out, and Me'ila at this point will no longer apply.